Good morning. Welcome to the 2096 broadcast of The White Way. The White Way is a public service radio broadcast brought to you by Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission. Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple, and we are located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister, Reverend Bert Sumikawa, and assistant minister, Reverend Blaine Higa, and our members invite you to temple services and activities. If you go to our website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of where we are located and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's program is being sponsored by Mrs. Thelma Ando in memory of Mr. Minoru Matsuura. Reverend Miyako Majima from Kapa'a Honganji has written this morning's Dharma message, and I had the honor of reading it to you. It's entitled Dancing Moggallana. Once upon a time, when Shakyamuni Buddha was in India, there was a disciple called Moggallana. He developed the transcendental powers through serious Buddhist practice and was well known for it. Moggallana's mother was also respected for her smartness. However, unfortunately, after she passed away, she was reborn as a hungry spirit because of her karma, the sin of greed, or attachment to the things that bring pleasure to us. You might be puzzled, since she loved her son from the bottom of her heart and also shows doing the right thing as a mother. In the realm of hungry spirits, all beings have fat bellies and thin bodies. They are always starving with endless appetite, but then when they try to eat, the food turns into a flame of fire and makes them desperate. Moggallana was in his deep sorrow for the loss of his mother, and as he learned of her next condition of life, his heart sank deeper. Although he can see her suffering using his transcendental power, he was not capable of finding a way to help her. Moggallana came to Shakyamuni Buddha and asked for help. Buddha gave him a simple refusal and said, "I'm sorry, my friend, but no one can be a substitute for her since she brought this circumstance upon herself." Moggallana kept coming back to the Buddha and claimed, "She is my only mother. I would rather lose my life if I cannot help her." Looking at his disciple's sincere attitude, one idea came through Buddha's mind. The Buddha assigned him to control a flawless food donation with faultless conduct to the Sangha during the rainy season summer retreat, the Assembly of Sacred Monks. Buddha assigned the responsible task, and Moggallana had to watch everything for 24 hours and 7 days during the month without rest. Moggallana fulfilled the precepts perfectly. Starting his assignment, Moggallana began to notice that even once he believed his genuine love for his mother was still coming through his ego-centered mind. Moggallana's mother was also very strongly attached to her son when she was alive, since she loved her son so much, and it is also true that she did not show as much care for other children as she cared for Moggallana. One day, Moggallana realized that he had never had true love. He gradually learned the essence of suffering caused by desire or pleasure. After a month long of selfless donation, Moggallana truly understood the truth of his self-attachment, and he felt himself to be released from the restraint. He then transferred his virtues to his mother and saved her from the realm of hungry spirits. Moggallana felt ultimate happiness. All of a sudden, his body began to move by itself. He started dancing crazily with excitement. It is told that Moggallana's joyful dancing is the origin of bon dance. The Buddha brought Moggallana to the next level of awareness. Moggallana attained enlightenment because of his effort with the Buddha's guidance. The Buddha said, "If you try to save someone seriously, first of all, you must be saved." In Buddha Dharma, salvation means to awaken deluded people to the truth and lead them to enlightenment. In another word, to manifest enlightenment to the real life, People must have the strong cause and also the need to be guided, just like Moggallana. Moggallana had a great master, Shakyamuni Buddha. How about us? Are we completely unfortunate in this world? What can we do to ourselves without Shakyamuni Buddha? He passed away 2,500 years ago. Here is another story told by Shakyamuni Buddha. Long, long time ago, there was a bodhisattva named Dharmakara who was seeking enlightenment. By looking at everyone's desperate situation, his mind was filled with deep sorrow, just like Moggallana. He truly wanted to help all beings who suffer regardlessly. He truly wished everyone's ultimate happiness and vows, and he made vows. He declared, "If, when I attain Buddhahood, the sentient beings of the 10 quarters with sincere mind entrusting themselves, aspiring to be born in my realm and saying my name, perhaps even 10 times, should not be born there, may I not attain the supreme enlightenment." He focused on serious practices year after year after year until Mount Himalaya weathered away. He truly wished to save all beings if they called his name for help. With his unconditional love and endless care, and with his selfless effort, every day he reached to the enlightenment. He became Amida Buddha. His body started to glow and emit the boundless light filled with compassion. He decided to share his merits with all creatures, suffer, and then transferred his virtues. It is called Amida Buddha's vows and transferring merits. When we truly open our hearts to his vow, his virtues will be the cause for us to be born in his land, so that we never be born in the hungry ghost realm like Moggallana's mother suffered, or not even this defiled world. Shakyamuni Buddha also revealed the fulfillment of Amida's vow in the Pure Land Sutra. It states, "All sentient beings, as they hear the name, realize even one thought moment of Shinjin and joy, which is directed to them from Amida's sincere mind. And aspiring to be born in that land, they then attain and dwell in the stage of non-retrogression." And people talk about it over and over for 2,500 years and still talk about it. We know our heart does not open up easily, and Amida Buddha, of course, knew about it. However, he truly loved all beings unconditionally and cared about the beings regardless of life form. So he enabled us to be born in his land, the Pure Land. He simply chose his name to be called because anybody understand the intent of his vow. Within his name, his salvation is already there, embedded. He prepared everything thoroughly and considerably. He took care of us ahead of time. Namu Amida Butsu is to take refuge in Amida Buddha. When we call his name or Amida's name, we are actually responding to Amida Buddha's vow and compassion. When our voice and Amida's voice are one, we are happy together, united again. We are always within his great compassion. This was the ancient truth Buddha discovered. In Buddha Dharma, salvation means to awaken deluded people to the truth and lead them to enlightenment. Serving food, which Buddha assigned to Moggallana, was recognized as one of the most difficult practices in the Buddhist tradition. Namu Amida Butsu. Thank you, Reverend Majima, for the opportunity to read your written words. And if you'd like to listen to Reverend Majima's words again, or if you missed a previous White Way broadcast and want to listen to it, you may now listen anytime via Mo'ili'ili Honganji's website at www.moiliilihonganji.org and look for it on the White Way section. Now, here are a few announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, June 14th, our speaker will be Reverend Bert Sumikawa. We welcome him back from Calgary. It will be Dharma School Teachers and Student Recognition, so please, we'd like to see everyone there. Following the service, the Buddhist Women's Association will have their meeting and picture taking to follow. Now, Bon Dance Practice. Practices sessions will be held in the temple annex on Mondays, June 15th and 22nd from 6:30 to 8:30. The Iwakuni group practice will be from 6:30 to 7 p.m. The following Sunday, June 21st, we will have our Father's Day service, and Reverend Blaine Higa will be our speaker. There will be special refreshments made by the women of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission. A few Bondan schedule announcements. June 20th will be Eva Honganji at 7 p.m. and June 26th, 27th is Hawaii Betsuin at 6:30 p.m. Don't forget, Mo'ili'ili Honganji's Mission's Bondance will take place on July 3rd and 4th, Friday and Saturday at 6 p.m. As we come to the close of this morning's broadcast, we wish to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Thelma Ondo, and the written words of Reverend Mieko Majima. We thank you for listening this morning and hope you'll join us again next week at the same time. Namo Amida Butsu. It's great to lie. It's great to lie.